This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Helena man has admitted to illegally possessing homemade bombs and a silencer after attempting to attack a Helena public schools building. Logan Pallister possessed multiple bombs, had access to firearms, and made threats to attack a local high school. U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich said Pallister, 25, pleaded guilty to possession of unregistered destructive devices and to possession of an unregistered silencer. Pallister faces a maximum of 10 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of parole on each charge. Chief U.S. District Judge Brian Morris will determine Pallister's sentence. That hearing is scheduled for May 22nd. In May 2022, the Helena Police Department got a tip that Pallister possessed multiple bombs, had access to multiple firearms, and had been making threats of committing an attack at a local high school. The person also indicated that Pallister discussed a desire to commit a Columbine-style attack at the high school and planned to use pipe bombs in addition to firearms. Further, Pallister had shown the individual numerous firearms and a large amount of ammunition that he kept in his car and had purchased a black trench coat and the same type of duffel bag used by the shooters in the attack at Columbine. Pallister showed the individual a small propane canister with a fuse sticking out of one end that he had retrieved from his car and had told the person it was a bomb he had made. Pallister also threatened to kill the tipster if the person told anyone about the device. The individual reported the encounter to law enforcement. On May 31, 2022, at about 4 a.m., police officers arrested Pallister as he was walking toward his car from his residence, wearing a black trench coat and carrying a bag. Officers found 8 firearms concealed on his person. In Pallister's car, officers found 9 additional guns, numerous rounds of ammunition, loaded magazines, firearm accessories, a Fram oil filter that appeared to have been modified to function as a homemade silencer, and a green ammunition can that contained 4 homemade pipe bombs. In Pallister's residence, officers found additional guns and ammunition, firearm components, money order documents, receipts, and online orders related to chemicals, chemical elements for making explosives, and a suspected homemade explosive mixture known as flash powder. The 2024 Montana Sled Dog Race, the Race to the Sky, has been canceled due to a lack of snow. The annual dog sled race is a qualifier race for the Alaskan dog sled race, the Iditarod. Montana's Race to the Sky was slated for February 9th through 13th. Organizers said there was already a lack of snow in several parts of the sled dog race course, and warmer temperatures and rain have not improved conditions. Last year, more than 150 dogs and 17 mushers ran in the 300-mile-long and 100-mile-long races. The race is a big boon for the Lincoln area economy. Organizers say they're already looking towards 2025. Montana's Race to the Sky commemorates the Camp Rimini War Dog Reception and Training Center just outside Helena. In 1943, Camp Rimini housed about 800 sled dogs, 100 pack dogs, and 125 soldiers. The dogs were being trained for the Invasion of Norway mission in World War II. Camp Rimini was one of just 2 camps with the dog training program. When the Invasion of Norway was canceled, the sled dogs and soldiers at Camp Rimini transitioned into a search and rescue team for military and civilian planes downed in places like Alaska or Greenland. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has issued emergency closures for 3 fishing access sites in southwest Montana due to flooding. The Selway Park fishing access site on the Beaverhead River, the Valley Garden and Ennis fishing access sites on the Madison River are closed until further notice. Recent cold weather has created ice jams on the rivers in those areas, causing ice and debris to flow into the fishing access sites. Unsafe conditions include flooded areas, moving ice and debris, and potentially unstable trees. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will reopen the sites when conditions allow. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.